one person's household is going to be different from somebody else's, and each household and each business is going to be different. So some people will be feeling better now, some people will feel as though things are improving, but there'll be others who say it's not any better, some will say it's maybe even worse.
As a financial advisor, when a client comes to you and says, Colin, so how are things looking then? Shall I buy gold or is money still safe? Is money still safe?
I think money's safe. I think, you know, we're part of a very big Western economy. We're still part of the, what is it, the fifth or sixth biggest economy in the world. I think we are safe from that perspective. And after all, we have lots of safety nets, don't we, in terms of in so many ways. Yes, there are ways in which some of those things are being taken away and withdrawn. But overall, you compare us with lots of other nations, we're in a very, very good position, really.
If you hear the Chancellor and others and politicians saying, we've turned a corner, you might well be shouting at the radio, well, you might have turned a corner, I haven't turned a corner. For the majority of us, all right, on planet Earth, it's going to take quite a while for us to feel the benefit of this corner that we've allegedly turned. We weren't in a double dip recession and all that. It's going to take a while. Can we take the reins and can we create our own corner? If we are on this financial austerity Roman road, can we say, look, I want to start indicating left, I'm going to get off this road, I'm going to create my own corner. Can we do it ourselves?
Well, I think the key thing is, I mean, this announcement was, when was it, Tuesday or something last week? I'm sure that you didn't wake up feeling any different on Tuesday from how you did on Monday. Well, you may have done, but it wouldn't have been because of the economy. These are things that I think what we've all learnt over the last few years is either money is in control of you or you're in control of your money. It's got to be one or the other. And the problem is, if you are reliant on doing certain things in order to just keep your head above water, it's going to be very hard. And I think what we've all learned over the last few years is that you need to work out what your budget is. I know it's a topic we often talk about. You've got to look at your budget. You've got to look at what comes in every week or month, what your expenditure is, be realistic on those things and start taking some control. Start putting some money aside so that you are in control of your finances.
Savings are all, you know, people dream of saving some cash, but as a nation, we're pretty poor at saving money, aren't we?
Yeah.
Compared to other European nations, especially.
Yeah, there was a recent survey carried out that suggested that 37%, so over a third of households, have no savings whatsoever, absolutely none. So, and something goes wrong, what do you then do? Well, that's when you end up having to borrow at the ridiculous interest rate, or you have to give something up. And sadly, apparently 15% of people said that if something went horribly wrong, they would have to give up eating, or they would have to cut down on food. I mean, that's a frightening statistic, isn't it?
It is if you're in full-time employment, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these are real people who have been interviewed in this, and apparently the amount of savings that we have just in the east of England is 15 days of savings on average. It's what they call the deadline to the breadline, 15 days worth of savings. So if something went wrong, you've got enough to just get you through 2 weeks, and that'll be it.